from Andrews.
The guy that lived in Andrews.
Is his name Steve?
Yeah.
I've read about him in the paper.
Oh, Steve, Big Kahuna.
Big Kahuna. I've read about him in the paper.
Oh, you live around Andrews, you heard about him.
Yeah, that his camp is very successful.
Yeah.
The local people are very impressed with the stuff he's done for the kids. Steve is your son?
Yeah.
How strange. That is a small world, isn't it?
Yeah. See, we bought an Andrews in 1970. See, I've also been a little real estate once in a while. My wife, in my loafing around one time, I walked in a friend of mine's office. He's a real estate broker, and we was talking. He says, "Why don't you start selling real estate?" I says, "Well, I don't know. What you have to do to?" He says, "You have to get a license." I said, "Where you get it?" He says, "Let me call and see." He called. Said, "You have to take a test." He says, "You can take it tomorrow." I says, "Okay, I'll go take it." So I went down and. I didn't know anything about it, and if you were a veteran, it counted 5 points. And you had to make 70 to pass. Uh-huh. I didn't tell him I was a veteran. I made 68.
Oh.
So I said, "Well," he said, "you don't need a license, no house. I said, you just sell it, and I'll sign a deal, so you'd be bootleggered." So for a year, I'd worked at that along with some other things. And then I went back and took a test and failed it again. Then I went back and went to school and took it and passed it. And I was aggravating my wife was talking about it. I said, "You could have passed it the first time. Ain't nothing to it." "Oh, I don't know." So I kept aggravating her till I convinced her to go take the test. So she got into real estate, and it won in the late 70s and 80s and 90s. We covered Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee. They wouldn't honor her broker's license in Alabama, so we moved a guy over into Alabama and got him licensed. So we covered Alabama too. So we covered.
You're a Southern outfit.
Yeah, we covered 6 states and sold a lot of stuff. But and she's still a broker, but Sherry Hope's not. She's memory's gone.
Yeah, I think your son that came after I had graduated, because I graduated high school in 1990, but I still get the Andrews Journal.
You know the guy that used to play baseball with Atlanta and built the house, the rock house right behind it?
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Who do you think lives in that rock house? Who do you think bought that rock house?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Steve bought that rock house. He's living in it.
That's a nice place.
He's living in that house.
That's a lovely house. I was good friends with their son, Lance. That's a beautiful house.
I can't wait to tell the big... He's the big kahuna.
Tell him I learned about him in the newspaper.
What newspaper?
The Andrews Journal.
Oh, well, yeah, we're in the Andrews. Realty made the Andrews paper one time. When you remember Granny, the old teacher that retired?
Yeah.
That's where she lived out there on the place. That's where we bought.
Oh,
on McClellan Creek.
Yeah, McClellan Creek. And the still live around town.
Well, the guy we bought from is dead, though.
Yeah, but their kids still live around. Yeah. My brother was good friends with Billy.
Yeah, but they, the old maid school teacher lived out there. Mm-hmm. And when we signed the contract, we put in the contract that she had to be off the property. It's the date of closing. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know her. So the first thing we know, somebody from up there sends us an article out of the paper, one of the churches, about this realty down in Atlanta throwing off of her property.
Uh-oh.
So I called and I said, "Hey, no hard feelings, but somebody's fixing to get sued for libel."
Oh, wow.
I says, "We have not done anything except what the contract covered." And I said, "Somebody's running their mouth when they better shut up, because I'm fixing to sue somebody."